Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Today, as we consider Psalm 112, the psalmist would have us focus on what it means to be blessed by God. Namely, to become a reflection of the light of the Lord. This is the richness of true blessing. Of the blessing of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus our Lord for those of us who belong to Him. And despite what many people believe, the fact is that only those who belong to Jesus Christ are truly blessed by Him. But we are well aware that many people have many different opinions concerning what it means to be blessed, to be given the gift of divine favor. Some people focus on good health, or on great wealth. Others believe that their blessing can be found in their relationships. Relationships with other people, relationships with their family, with their children, or in their marriage, or in their success in life, or in what they do for God. And while these things certainly may be blessings, the psalmist wants us to dig a little bit deeper and to consider that the real blessing of God is found in our relationship with Him. If we belong to Him, then He is with us and He is for us every minute of every day. And He will never leave us or forsake us. And the evidence of that relationship with Him will be seen in one way or another in the character of our lives, in our character. So, in verse 1 of Psalm 112, the psalmist says, here is where we are to begin. We are to praise the Lord, halal in Hebrew. We are to give glory to His name for who we are, for what He's done in our lives, for our salvation, and for the assurance that we will be with Him forever. How blessed, the psalmist says, Esher. In Hebrew, how favored is the man or the woman who fears the Lord with a godly fear, with reverence for Him, who values Him above all else. This we are told in verse 10 of Psalm 111 is the beginning, the starting point of wisdom. This is where we are to start, a lesson that some of us have been slow to learn over the years. God is good, and He only desires what is good for us. How blessed is the one, it says, who greatly delights in Him, who desires to obey His commandments. We may rejoice when God blesses us in many different ways, with many different things, but the true child of God rejoices in all that we find in His Word. So by our obedience to His Word, to the Word of God, we begin to reflect His glory just as the moon reflects the light of the sun. And so it says in verse 2, as lights shining in the darkness of this world, our descendants, our children, our children's children, those who follow our example, those who follow Christ, will be blessed. What an encouragement that is to us. They will be mighty, it says, Gibor in Hebrew. They will have a positive impact on those around them. They will influence them for Christ because they will be examples of those who value the things that are eternal and who live that way. So the generation of the upright, it says, those who seek to do what is right before the Lord, they will shine like the stars of heaven. They will be blessed with blessings that are eternal. We may be persecuted. We may be attacked, but we will never be forsaken by God. And the curses of men cannot extinguish the light of his blessing upon us. Integrity and truth will prevail forever. So it says in verse 3, wealth, hon in Hebrew, sufficiency, what we need, and eternal riches are in our house with hearts that find what we need in Christ alone. Our lives are set apart by him. And so the truth in our lives will be seen by those around us. And our righteousness in him will endure forever, we are told. And so the light of Christ in our lives will arise, zaras in Hebrew. It will break through like the light of the dawn in the darkness of this world for the upright in heart, for us who know Christ. The light of Christ will illuminate our lives with the richness of his righteousness. And so, to some degree, we will be like him, it says in verse 4. How? We're told, we will be gracious. Hanun in Hebrew. We will forgive just as we have been forgiven by him. And we will be compassionate. Hahum in Hebrew. We will show mercy just as God has shown mercy to us. And we will be righteous, it says. Tzadik in Hebrew. We will be blameless. We will seek to do what is right, just as God always does what is right. And so it will be well with the man who is gracious, it says, who lends. Lava. We will share the truth. We will help others because of the blessings that God has rained down like a flood upon us. We will maintain, it says in verse 5, kul in Hebrew. We will sustain our cause, davar. We will conduct the personal business of our lives with sound judgment in a way that God has prescribed with honor and with integrity. And so as God has blessed us, we will bless others. So rooted and grounded in Christ, we will never be shaken, it says in verse 6. Mot in Hebrew. We will not stagger. We will not slip and fall, never to rise again. So neither man nor demons can sweep us away, so the righteousness of Christ will be remembered forever in us. Though it seems that as we look around us, it seems like that the world is on the brink, on the edge of catastrophic disaster every day. But we will not fear, we're told in verse 7. We won't fear the evil tidings on the evening news at night. And our heart, and our mind, and our spirit will be steadfast, it says. Kun. We will be firmly established. We will stand firm, confidently trusting and resting in the Lord and in his strength. Our heart is upheld, it says in verse 8. Samach, we are sustained by him. So we will not fear though the mountains fall into the sea, until we look with satisfaction on the ungodly, on our adversaries, on the enemies of Christ. So we will freely give of ourselves to the poor, to the unsaved, to those in Christ who are in need. Kindness will become the characteristic of our lives. And so by the grace of God in Christ, our righteousness in him will endure, it says. It will be established forever. And we are told in verse 9, our horn, keren, our strength, our power will be exalted. Rum in Hebrew. We will be set apart in triumph and in honor and in glory and in victory. But in contrast to that, we're told in verse 10, the wicked, rasha, the ungodly, those who are without Christ, they will see these things in our lives and they will be vexed. Kaf in Hebrew. They will be provoked to anger. And in their rage, says they'll grind their teeth in anger, in rebellion against God and so against us. But in the end, they will melt away. Mases in Hebrew. They'll dissolve. They will be gone from this earth. And so the fierce desires in their heart, the greed of the wicked will perish along with them. In the heat of divine fury, they will be wiped out forever. While the desire of those of us who belong to Christ will flourish in the blessing of the richness of his righteousness forever. And forever is a long time. Now is the time to get it right. Amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.